talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue line. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right now to the front lines of history in the making. And as usual, today I will be giving away a free T-shirt to the third caller. Devil Radio T-shirt custom designed by Crudy himself. So let's get right to it. There's a lot going on. First of all, what swamped the news yesterday is kind of a reverse human interest story, kind of a stupid story. Ted Cruz, the lizard man, half lizard, half human, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is the one that is despised by every other senator, every one of them. Lindsey Graham, Wormwood from South Carolina, crooked Lindsey Graham even once said, if Ted Cruz was shot by somebody on the floor of the Senate, there'd be 99 senators who said they didn't see it. This is the guy. Well, Ted Cruz thought it would be a good idea to get out of Texas because there was no electricity, no water, people were suffering, and he just thought it would be a great idea to go to Cancun. Go to Cancun. A lot of sunshine, food, water, electricity, and he and his family decided to go there. His staff, at his direction, calls up the Houston Police Department, and they say, the Cruz family is going to Cancun. They're going to go to the Houston airport. He doesn't like to wait in line. So what we want you to do is send police officers there to escort him through the airport, the Houston airport. Now, I've been to the Houston airport. I've had business in Houston. You know, Houston is a huge city. There's a lot of action in that airport. And I would love, frankly, to have a police escort in any airport, even Mitchell Field, if it is a crowded day. So there they are. The cops show up. They just walk Cruz right through. He gets on the plane. He's going down. And he's really enjoying himself in Cancun. While back home, constituents, many of whom who voted for him, are freezing in the dark, being told to boil their water. And they say, we have no water to boil, and we have nothing to boil it with anyway. But he's down there in Cancun. Now, word gets out, and suddenly he's in a world of trouble. So what he does is he flies back, and at first he claims he only went down there for a day to bring his girls down. He has two daughters, I think around the 10, 12-year-old age. But his wife was there too. If he wanted his daughters to go down there on vacations because school is out, his wife could take him down. So then he changed his tune because he was down there longer than a day. And he goes, well, you know, turns out it was a mistake. When I think about it, I guess it was a mistake, but my girls wanted me to, and this, that, and the other thing. There's some very funny and good responses to this. First of all, Meghan McCain said that this was a very Marie Antoinette moment. Marie Antoinette was the Queen of France, beheaded during the French Revolution in the 1790s. Marie Antoinette was actually Austrian. King of France married her, so then she became Queen of France. That happened a lot back then. Two people were marrying different countries, and suddenly these countries were allied, even no one wanted to be allied. Marie Antoinette gets dragged out. She's the one that said, let them eat cake, remember? She and her buddies liked to play farmer and farm wife. They liked to play shepherd. They would go out in the countryside with a picnic from Versailles. I don't know if you've ever been to Versailles. When I was in Paris, I took a tour of it. It's an amazing place. It's huge. It's beautiful. But it would give you the willies to live there, quite frankly. It would give you the shivers to live there. It's so big and so on. And, you know, gorgeous murals on the ceilings and all that. So she thought it'd be fun to go out. It's a lot like the U.S. Senate, frankly. She thought it'd be a lot of fun to go out and play shepherdess or play farmer's wife. And they'd somebody bring in a cow or a calf, and she'd pet it, have a nice lunch, and go back to Versailles. And people got tired of that. There was widespread hunger. Crop harvest had failed. She said, allegedly, who knows what she really said, let them eat cake. They didn't like that. They would have liked to have eaten cake. I like to eat cake, but they didn't have any cake. It's like, why don't you boil your water? Well, I'd like to do that, but I have no water and I have nothing to boil it with. The Marie Antoinette moment. So Cruz goes down there with the police taking him through the airport. While much of the state is dark, about 3 million people with no electricity, some of it's been restored, but now they have no water. And what does he do? What does he say about that? He doesn't say anything about that. He sneaks out of town. He's on the lam. He gets caught. I don't know how these guys think that they can, you know, their pictures are all over the paper. How do they think they're going through an airport and not be recognized? It's like the guy from South Carolina. I don't know if you remember that guy. He had a girlfriend down in Argentina. So he snuck out to the airport, got on a plane, left his car in the airport. And his staff said that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail and he was really going down to Argentina. How does the governor of South Carolina think he can go to an airport in Charleston, South Carolina, and what, nobody's going to recognize the guy? Not going to recognize him getting on an airplane for Argentina? I mean, come on. Same with Cruz. And some of the reactions were not the same as Meghan McCain's Marie Antoinette reaction. Some of them actually praised him. These are the right-wing wing nuts, the nut jobs, Matt Gaetz of Florida and Don Trump Jr. Because Cruz is a sycophant. He is servile to Trump. He wasn't always servile to Trump when he ran against Trump. He said Trump was a fraud and incompetent. Trump said Cruz's father was in on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And he said very nasty things about Cruz's wife. And Cruz, nevertheless, after the primary is over, kissed his behind, joined a phone bank for Trump in Texas and made calls begging people to come out and vote for him after Trump had said that Cruz's father had assassinated John F. Kennedy and some terrible things about his wife, which I won't repeat over the air. This is the kind of guy Cruz is. I mean, Cruz would stab his grandmother in the back for a bottle of horseradish. So, because he's that servile, though, two other right-wing nut jobs who are also servile to Trump praise him. Praise him. One of them goes, listen, the power grid and water and snow and that are a governor's job. That's low-level stuff. That's blue-collar stuff. The heck with that. Senators get up and give speeches about foreign policy in Washington. Cruz shouldn't have to be bothered with that. That's governor stuff. And the two people who said it are Matt Gaetz and Don Trump Jr. Matt Gaetz is the Trump sycophant from Florida, who very recently, when he was asked, does he have any regrets in his career, said, I have one regret, that I don't have more than one life to devote to Donald Trump. That's what he said. That's what he said. I think he was trying to spin off Nathan Hale, who during the Revolutionary War is caught and hung by the British. And as they were hanging him, they said, you have anything to say? He says, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. He was a patriot. Matt Gaetz is not a patriot. He had regrets he has but one life to give for what? Putin's mistress, Donald Trump? What, a thief who owes 400 Jesus, 400 grand, 400 million bucks, I should say, to the Russian mob? And this is the guy that he wishes he had more than one life to devote himself to. And Don Jr., you know, look, I've heard a lot, you hear a lot over the years. It turns out the Roosevelt kids, and they had a lot of them, one of them got to Congress, most of them didn't get beyond that. The Kennedy kids, I think, were great and all that. Many got to Congress. One got to be Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. But you don't just turn around and say, okay, this is like a medieval kingdom. And so this king, this legendary king or president or whatever, did a heck of a job. So therefore, his son should be the president. That's not how it works. That's how it worked in England and France. That's how it worked in Europe in the Middle Ages. That's not how it works here. That's not how it works here. Remember when John F. Kennedy was assassinated and John, his son, was, I think, 3 years old or something. And they talked to the president of a country in Africa who loved the Kennedys, and Kennedy had been good to him and was a reformer president. And he was crying. And they said, "Why are you crying? The assassination?" He said, "Yes, but what I'm crying for is his son is too young to take over right now." That's the way they looked at it. That's the way the Republican Party looks at it. Don Trump Jr. is not going to be president. He couldn't be elected to Congress. He's lucky to stay out of jail. He's one of the guys that revved up the insurrection. He revved up the insurrection. He was the guy going to march up to the Capitol. Rudy Giuliani warms them up with a trial by combat. And Don Trump menacingly goes, "Well, this is going to be very interesting, and they're going to regret it and all this." And then Trump himself gets up, says, "You're never going to keep your country through weakness. Let's go up to the Capitol. I'm with you." And then he wasn't with you. And then he stabbed them in the back. Well, so these are Cruz's defenders, Matt Gaetz and Don Trump Jr. Meghan McCain had the best of it. But the truth of the matter is that you can't skip town when your state is in that tough shape. You cannot skip town. I don't, if you're a leader, you don't skip town. Maybe you go around, you work to get more generators in. Maybe you go down to food pantries and serve some food. Maybe you go down to the water facility and find out why it got shut down, what you can do, announce what you can do next time, federal aid to come in and winterize their grid. Maybe you could do that kind of stuff. Maybe you could not call the Houston Police Department to have them walk you through the line. So you get down to sunny Cancun, have a pina colada and kick back by a pool. One of these ones where in the Chase Lounge, they have little flags and you put a flag up and some guy runs up and takes your drink order. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't do any of that. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...